Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I'm your host, Akilo Yojo. As they say in Sotho, in the Southern African region, Amogela. Welcome to another edition of African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. It is a wonderful delight to be with you again for our weekly gathering and celebration of Africans and the African continent. We have a full show for you today. We officially begin our month-long celebration of the outstanding contributions that women have made in this society and across the world. We will begin the show with news about the first COVID-19 vaccination campaigns launched in Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana during the first week of March. We will also be sharing information about the annual African Studies Spring Lecture at the University of Georgia that is taking place virtually this Tuesday, March 9th, 2021 at 3:30 p.m. We will provide information on the scheduled speaker and the program itself. Also on today's show, we'll be announcing the results of our Black History Month African Music Giveaway Contest that ended on Saturday, February 27. And throughout the show, we'll be sending our best regards to our listeners on the International Women's Day coming up tomorrow. The theme for the celebration this year is Choose to Challenge. And as part of our Women's History Month focus, we will share a brief focus on Athens' former mayor, Nancy Dancing. Finally, on today's show, we'll be discussing our forthcoming shows in the month of March. So let us begin by sending our special greetings to all of our listeners, especially our female listeners, on this, the fourth Sunday in March, the Women's History Month. We wish all of us a happy Women's History Month. Here is Congo's Sukus Stars with Lock Dance to open up today's show, as well as the month of March. Enjoy.
Okay.
Welcome to African Perspectives from WUGA in the month of March, the Women's History Month. Even before we begin the commemoration of the month, it is meaningful for all of us to remember that we were in the middle of the Women's History Month in the year 2020 when the pandemic was declared. Thanks to the Almighty, we are all here today in 2021 to commemorate another Women's History Month, even as the pandemic continues to ravage the world. And as we prepare for our show today, the total number of confirmed infections around the world is staggering. According to the World Health Organization, over 114 million cases of confirmed COVID-19 infections have been reported worldwide, with 2.5 million deaths. These are disturbing numbers of people with families, friends, and loved ones who have been killed by the COVID-19 virus. Here in the United States, the numbers are equally worrisome, with over 28.3 million total confirmed infections, with over 500,000 people dead, the actual number being 510,000 as of March 2nd, 2021. We continue to pray for God's peace for the families and friends of those who have been killed by the pandemic. We ask the Almighty to provide all of them with the fortitude to bear their losses. So you see, dear listeners, anyone that is alive and healthy today must be full of gratitude to the Almighty. We are grateful for the continued protection. Not only are we grateful that we're still out here today, we're also grateful for the outstanding and collaborative work that scientists across the world have done to produce vaccines for the COVID-19 virus under one calendar year. Last week, it was announced that the third vaccine against the virus was just given emergency approval by the U.S. government. Expectedly, this latest vaccine requires only a single dose and can be stored without the required refrigeration for the two earlier two-dose vaccines. This will hopefully become available for the rest of the world, including Africa, very soon. Earlier this week, on the 1st of March, the governments of Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana began COVID-19 vaccination campaigns aimed at protecting their populations. And as the global rollout of COVAX vaccines accelerates, African countries are starting mass COVID inoculation drives using vaccines supplied through a scheme set up to share doses fairly with poor nations. Cote d'Ivoire is one of the first to benefit from the United Nations-backed COVAX distribution initiative, with injections beginning last Monday. Ghana also launched its vaccination drive this week. Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, on Monday became the first to receive a coronavirus vaccine through the scheme. Mr. Akufo-Addo urged people to get inoculated and not to believe conspiracy theories casting doubt on the program, which will see some 600,000 doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines rolled out across Ghana.
Yeah.
In addition to approving Western-produced vaccines from the U.S. and Russia for emergency use, several African nations, including Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire, are exploring the possibilities of getting some local manufacturers the license needed to produce some of the existing vaccines, while local African scientists are working with their counterparts across the continent to develop a vaccine. The first vaccinations in Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana that took place earlier this month are taking place ahead of a further distribution of 11 million doses to some of the countries that signed up for the COVAX initiative. Nigeria, Africa's most populated nation, is due to receive nearly 4 million doses of vaccines earlier this week. The COVAX scheme hopes to deliver more than 2 billion doses to people in 190 countries in less than a year. Vaccination programs have been slow to get off the ground in Africa, but the continent has reported relatively fewer cases and deaths in comparison with many other parts of the world. We are appreciative of the COVAX initiative, especially since many of the 92 middle and lower income countries that are getting subsidized access to COVID-19 vaccines are on the African continent. By procuring COVID-19 vaccines through COVAX, these nations will also indirectly protect their citizens by reducing the chances of resurgence, by ensuring that the rest of the world gets access to the vaccine as well as all the necessary support. For lower-income funded nations who would otherwise be unable to afford these vaccines, as well as a number of the higher-income self-financing countries that have no bilateral deals with manufacturers, COVAX is quite literally a lifeline and the only viable way in which their citizens will get access to COVID-19 vaccines. On the one hand, it will provide direct protection by increasing their chances of securing vaccine doses. As you all know, COVAX is coordinated by Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, which is the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, and the World Health Organization. COVAX will achieve these laudable goals by acting as a platform that will support the research, development, and manufacturing of a wide range of COVID-19 vaccine candidates, and it will also negotiate their pricing. All participating countries, regardless of income levels, will have equal access to these vaccines once they are developed. The initial aim is to have 2 billion doses available by the end of this year, which should be enough to protect high-risk and vulnerable people as well as frontline healthcare workers around the world. Thank you. We sincerely hope that all of our listeners will know the month of March as part of their times of happiness. Amen. Interestingly, the month of March has also come to be the time of the annual African Studies Spring Lecture organized by the African Studies Institute. The African Studies Institute presents the 2021 Virtual Spring Lecture on Tuesday, March 9th at 3:30 p.m. University of Georgia alumnus Daniel A. Wuber, president of Millersville University, Pennsylvania, will deliver this year's lecture. It will be titled Rethinking Hierarchy, Perspective on Servant Leadership as a King and University President. The virtual event is free and the public is invited to attend. The African Studies Spring Lecture celebrates the academic achievements of the students and faculty associated with the Institute throughout the academic year. Prior to the virtual Spring Lecture, 7 undergraduate students who have completed the requirements for the Certificate in African Studies will receive their certificate at 2 p.m. Faculty associated with the program will also be recognized. It is quite exciting to have a UGA alumnus coming back to deliver the annual lecture. Dr. Daniel A. Wuber is an elected fellow of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, as well as the African Scientific Institute. The 2021 African Studies Spring Lecturer is both the 15th president of Millersville University in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, as well as the King Nana Ofosu-Peko Bekoe III, the Topehene of Bremen Traditional Area in Ghana. And prior to his term as Millersville president, he has had a distinguished record of service as a senior level administrator at Washington and Lee University, Virginia Tech, University of Florida, and the James Madison University. He has been a dedicated professor, mentor, scholar in microbiology and botany for over 3 decades. President Wuber will reflect in his lecture on his journey towards achieving all these roles, including childhood in Ghana, doctoral pursuit here at the University of Georgia, and his path to becoming a king. He will share lessons learned as both a king and university president and how each role strengthens his appreciation for and the practice of servant leadership. The 2021 African Studies Spring Lecture is holding virtually and registration is required. For registration and Zoom access, as well as additional information on the event, please contact Jamila Jones at jamila@uga.edu. That is jamelah@uga.edu. Or you can also contact the African Studies Institute at asi@uga.edu. Or you can call 706-542-0506. The number to call for any information on the Spring Lecture is 706-542-0506.
Why?
Welcome back to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio Station, WUDA. A happy Women's History Month to all of our listeners. The month-long holiday from March 1st through March 31st, and the origins of it are traced back to a school teacher in Sonoma County, California in the 1970s, when she noticed that there were not a lot of women in her students' history books. She set out to change that. And in 1978, she helped to create a Women's History Week for the district, and the idea spread. And so, why Women's History Month? It is important to spotlight the achievements of women to serve as motivation for young girls. And as noted on the website of the ABC affiliate Channel 7 in San Francisco, by highlighting women who have made a difference in history, it opens up the world of possibilities for young girls. Also this month, we'll be sharing inspiring stories to salute the countless women making an impact in their communities, their nations, and the world. These include women who have made their own impact locally. Women such as Nancy Denson, the first woman on the Athens City Council from 1980 until 1985, and former mayor of the Athens Clark County from 2011 to 2019. She was first elected mayor in 2010 and re-elected in 2014. Nancy Denson was born in Memphis, Tennessee. She was the third of seven children. She married Bob Denson and moved to Athens in 1965. She attended the University of Georgia, where she obtained a BBA degree, and she also earned a certificate in public management from the Carl Vinson Institute of Government, which is also part of UGA. Denson was elected as a council member for the Athens City Council in 1980, becoming the first woman to hold this position. She served as the president of the 10th District and was a member of all council committees. The nonpartisan 2010 general elections, which was held on November 2, 2010, saw Nancy defeat 20-year-old UGA student Glenn Stengel and the former mayor of Athens, Gwen Oluni, who herself was a groundbreaker as a first female elected chief CEO of the unified government of the Athens Clark County, which was newly formed when she became the CEO. So Nancy defeated both Glenn and Gwen to be elected mayor of Athens Clark County. Unfortunately, in 2018, she could not run because of term limit, and so she was ineligible for a third term because of requirements for term limit. Our best regards goes to Athens' former mayor, Nancy Denson. We wish her a happy Women's History Month, and we thank her for her contributions to the Athens community, including her service as tax commissioner for 25 years, a service as a member of the Athens City Council, and of course, a service as a mayor. We hope that as we spotlight the achievements of women such as Nancy Denson and Athens' Gwen Oluni, which remarkably saw her being the chief CEO of the unified government of the Athens Clark County, our hope is that all this spotlight would definitely motivate some other young women to get involved in public service in Athens, Clark County, and beyond. Here for Athens' former mayor, Nancy Denson, and all women making history, here is South Africa's Judith Sefuma with Le Sefile Mang. Enjoy. Thank you. You're still listening to African Perspectives as we begin our month-long commemoration of the Women's History Month. All through the month of March, we'll be sharing inspiring stories to salute the countless women making impact on their communities, their nation, and the world. And as part of the month, every 8th of March is the International Women's Day. This is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. The day also marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity. Significant activity is witnessed worldwide as groups come together to celebrate women's achievements or rally for women's equality. Marked annually on March 8th, which is tomorrow, the International Women's Day is one of the most important days of the calendar year. It is to celebrate women's achievement, raise awareness about women's equality, lobby for accelerated gender parity, and fundraise for female-focused charities. Incidentally, this year's theme is Choose to Challenge. We plan to devote our show next week to a belated celebration of the International Women's Day. In the meantime, we invite all of our listeners to visit the website internationalwomensday.com for more information on the holiday. Another promise that we made earlier in February, the Black History Month, is to announce winners of our African Music CD Giveaway Contest today on today's show. While we do not have any winner for the contest, we would still like to go ahead and provide the answers for the three questions in the contest. The first question: the three African-American educational institutions that prospered in Athens, Georgia after the Civil War were the Knox Institute, which was established in 1868, the Methodist School, established in 1879, and Jeruel Academy, which was established in 1881. These were the dates that we wanted our listeners to provide. The second question was about the growing Athens community and the prosperity of the black population. And the answer to that question was true. It was true that Athens' demographic representation in the early 1900s was almost equally split between whites and blacks. And finally, we wanted to know the name of the street corner, which was seen as a model highlighting the prosperity of the African-American middle class, and the name or the nickname of that corner, which is between Washington and Hall Street, is the Hot Corner. We look forward to more African music giveaway contest in the near future. In the meantime, another reminder for all of us for the annual lecture coming up this Tuesday: the African Studies Institute presents the 2021 Virtual Spring Lecture. It will be on Tuesday, March 9th, 2021 at 3:30 p.m. President Daniel A. Wuba, the president of Millersville University, Pennsylvania, will deliver this year's lecture to be titled "Rethinking Hierarchy: Perspective on Servant Leadership as a King and University President." The virtual event is free and the public is invited to attend. The African Studies Spring Lecture celebrates the academic achievement of the student faculty associated with the Institute throughout the year. And prior to the virtual Spring Lecture, 7 undergraduate students who have completed the requirement for the certificate in African Studies will receive their certificate at 2 p.m. Faculty associated with the program will also be recognized. In the spring lecture, Dr. Wuba will share lessons learned both as a king and university president and how each role has strengthened his appreciation for and practice of servant leadership. The 2021 African Studies Spring Lecture is holding virtually and registration is required. For registration information, please contact Jamila Jones at 706-542-0506. Aburure ni gogowa ewa kalale aburu ibikani wao kamura sife. Before we depart today, we would like to invite you to the Akpero Africana Bambag. Before we depart today, we would like to invite you to the Akpero Africana Brandbag Lecture organized by the African Studies Institute. The program is co-sponsored this semester with the UGA African Graduate Students Forum. The lecture series is being organized in a hybrid format, including an optional in-person presentation in room 217, Holmes Hunter Academic Building, with very limited seating, and simultaneous broadcast on Zoom. The next Akpero lecture will be this spring semester's Wednesday, March 10, 2021. It will be given by Elizabeth Wamboy Muntuga, Fulbright Foreign Language Teaching Assistant Fellow in the African Studies Institute, teaching Swahili language and culture. She will be talking about the origin and history of the Swahili culture. The event is free and open to the public. We hope to see you there. As we round up today's show, let us close by wishing all of us God's protection during these uncertain times as the world continues to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us not forget, not everything is cancelled. The sun is not cancelled. The season is not cancelled. Relationships are not cancelled. Love is not cancelled. Kindness is not cancelled. And more importantly, hope is not cancelled. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials. We must ensure that we make the right choices to keep our loved ones and ourselves safe. May God's love, mercy, and blessings continue to be showered on all of us. Here is Senegal's born Cabo Verdean singer, Maria de Barros, with Mi Nada Umkatem, to round up today's show as we begin the Women's History Month. Enjoy.
Que tanta preocupação, se nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem, pra que tanta magoa, pra que tanta preocupação, se nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem, pra que tanta magoa, a mim é pobre e confortado, tá mal tajado, tá mal criado, já me conforta com minha pobreza. Como me nada nunca tem, a mim é pobre e confortado, cá mal tajado, cá mal criado, já me conforta a cunha pobreza. Como me nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem, pa' que tá magoa. Me nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem.
Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cardin, we thank you for tuning in. For the launching of vaccine campaigns in Africa, for the COVAX vaccine alliance that is making it possible for all nations of the world to have access to COVID-19 vaccines, for the African Studies Spring Lecture coming up this Tuesday, March 9, via Zoom, for our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult and continuing COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save the world, and for you, our long-time listeners, who have been joining us weekly to celebrate Africa on WUGA for the last 24 years. We thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akinlo Yojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. We look forward to seeing you all at the 2021 African Studies Spring Lecture coming up this Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. virtually on Zoom. For registration and all other information, please contact African Studies Institute at 706-542-0506. We thank you for being with us on our first show in March. We hope you've enjoyed it. If so, tune in next week as we continue our celebration of Women's History Month on another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odiga, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Hachifo, Kombe, Subanana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Denawalu, and so long.